that as far as getting sensors up there, it wasn't accessible to us, and they already had some sensors up there that they gave us access to the information where we were pulling from those sensors. In our looking at the opportunities we group, there were a few unique features of it, mainly being that it's a sloped green roof, which you don't see very often. It's not the common use of the green roof. They're usually flat built so that they can drain water or cold water from their soil mediums to either be absorbed by the plants on the roof or be slowly released back into the atmosphere, thus lowering the runoff from a roof. That's one of the main sustainable uses of the green roof. So that was one of the things we proposed to look at for Alpentose Community, was since it is sloped, the runoff is going to be different. It's still going to be letting water into the environment around it, but it'll be doing it as ground runoff rather than running off the roof. And in talking to Cliff, we found that they had, 4 years back in the fall of 2004, they had had to replace the water membrane on the roof because the ground, or the soil membrane had been sloping, coming off, and it exposed some of that membrane to the sun, which damaged it, causing some leaks. So they had replaced it with a torched-down modified bitumen, two layers of that. And that's still holding strong and having problems since then. But then what we want to look at with the soil moisture content is how fast is it draining? If it's draining really fast, is that what's causing the medium to wash away? And if it's holding the moisture in, is that a potential causing problems if it's not draining fast enough? Because being a sloped green roof is not necessarily designed to hold water. So in order to monitor the soil moisture content, we had two soil moisture sensors and a rain gauge purchase, and those were going to be used to monitor the drain. In order to do this, we installed one of the sensors up toward the top of the slope of the green roof, whereas the other one is closer to the face. And the rain gauge can let us know how much rain was falling, how poorly the soil moisture content. Now, unfortunately, we're not able to collect any data due to sensors being installed late into the semester, and as was stated previous to us, just problems with that. But what we're hoping to see is that when it rains, the soil moisture sensor that's at the top of the slope will be draining faster than the one at the bottom, showing that it is draining at a good rate. And this is just showing where we have them installed. It's going to be kind of hard to see here just because we have to place them within the soil medium. But this is just for reference to the more fun. Now, another benefit of green roofs is their use as an insulator. They help to reduce the heat island effect that is situated with a lot of roofs, and also as an insulator helping to keep heat in or keep heat out of the building. So that was the second thing that we wanted to look at with the Alpentose roof. Currently, we have two temperature sensors installed. One measuring the temperature of the meeting room, the live room, and then a second as close to the ceiling as possible.
maybe when she shut the door so we don't sleep, so we don't get distracted. Sorry to interrupt.
And our hopes with installing the sensors this way is that we'd be able to see some relation to we're hoping to see that the temperatures are remaining fairly the same, that we're not losing a lot of heat through the green roof. We chose this room mainly because it's the ceiling correlates with the green roof the most. Unfortunately, again, we've been able to get any reading so far, so hopefully we'll be able to see some from next month's
roof. Okay, I don't understand what the arrows are. What are the arrows showing?
I think there was a label there.
I'd suggest not using an outcat if you're just identifying. I can only consider you're just in a straight line and then the identification.
Sure.
Okay. If it makes me wonder, why is it pointing out, you know, what's the purpose?
This shows a little better as far as where we've got them installed currently. As we state later with the regulations, hopefully what the next group will be able to do, which we did not get a chance to try out with time to schedule use of the sensors with other groups, is if the UNIV team could essentially use all of the temperature sensors for a period of time. It would be interesting to see installing one within the room up close to the ceiling, while the others would be installed at different layers through the exterior of the green roof, down one close to the membrane layer, one partway through, and then one measuring the outdoor temperature to kind of show if there is anything being lost, how much is being lost, what stage is being
moved. No specific suggestions will be in the recommendation.
There was some data collected just at a 2-hour period when was it you friends who went out just a couple days ago, right? And so we got a 2-hour period just to show a little bit of what's going on. Unfortunately, not able to discern too much from that or give any regulation as to the system. So
the water content for the 2 hours stayed pretty much the same,
At this point now we probably not going to see too much because ground's probably frozen quite a bit at this point. And if you get any snow it's probably stay on the surface and not show too much as far as that goes. This would be more for the spring and summer seasons. Now, with the Student Service Center, we were able to get some information from the sensors they have currently installed on the roof, measuring soil moisture content as well as temperatures in order to kind of correlate to the proposed roof and get an idea of where that roof is at. In our findings, we found that the roof is indeed helping to lower the temperature within closer to the membrane layers. The temperature is reduced from the outside air temperature. With the soil moisture sensors, it was fairly consistent as well. Since it is a flat roof, it is designed to try and keep the moisture being released slowly back into the atmosphere or being absorbed by the different plant materials that are on the roof.
Here's a suggestion before you go into Tasman. It'd be nice to have a slide or two that shows the two types of roofs, the one showing the angle and the makeup of it along with then the Tasman on how it's made up, because they are different. And it'd be nice to talk about the similarities and differences before you go into more detail, is my suggestion.
And then, again, so with our recommendations, that we have to consider some of the temperature sensors that we need to monitor the different layers through the roof. This would also be helpful once we get through spring and summer conditions to help monitor the claim of reducing the heat island effect. That would help to show how much it's actually being reduced there. Right, well, I mean, that would be also just hopefully we'll continue using these setups to help get the full range of measurements to show how effective the roof is in the area with some of reducing heat while some of these are being effective in keeping heat.
And we also add paving.
Can you speak up so you all can hear you?
Maybe also allocating the sensors based on collected data so they can have it for future
events. Having it done at the same time, you're saying it's simultaneous. I'm wondering, I can't remember the cost of the temperature sensors. Does anybody remember
that? $80.
We can order. How many more do you think we would need to be able to simultaneously be able? How many do you need?
Well, currently I don't think there's one set up right now for the exterior temperature.
Right.
That could potentially be used one that's more mobile, if we could get something like that instead of one of these. That would maybe just
expensive.
Yeah, like the one the IEQ would use, the small one that's
That's a weatherproof that was built. It may not be like a weatherproof.
No, but they had an external temperature sensor. So if that came out a window, then you could do that.
So you guys have how many temperature sensors right now?
Right now we have two set up for our controls.
And you'd like to have, we prefer to
well,
have?
Well, we currently have four altogether, I believe, that we purchased. I think that would probably be, if we did the proposed setup of paying the money, that would be enough.
You like to do four. Would that four include the exterior then?
Yes, that would
okay.
be the exterior.
And to simultaneously do that, but say, you guys be needed to change the temperature sensor or not?
We need it for the nuclear aircraft to have that touching, but it's probably an operational thing.
Couldn't do it, so you do need to have an exterior
okay.
So we need another exterior
to
figure out how to do it.
You could probably use that one as long as you had some sort of enclosure to put the rest of the sensor in and just have that temperature sensor.
Does anybody else need it for anything? So if I ordered three more sensors, that might do it.
Keep in mind your distance.
Maybe another data logger, that'll cost too much.
Well, it may be worthwhile to look at, just like the smaller sensors that, that they have that don't have to
get station.
Well, we have the data logger for their weather station, and it's you put the sensors on that log.
Yeah, I just thought there was like a smaller version that they call it a weather station.
It looks like they have kind of a preset basic package where you buy that logger, it had temperature and a couple of things, and then if you needed a bigger package, you added.
Send me those recommendations, and include it in your recommendations, I should say. Is it?
Yes, please.
Thank you. A couple of comments. Again, very nice, and I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to collect more data. Make sure to give credit for all your diagrams and your photos. Like the photo I know on Sodman Center, for example, and the diagrams, I don't know if you made them or somebody else did.
Come in.
And make sure to give credit. It's supposed for everybody. Pardon? What was it?
The last one.
Oh, someone knocked on the door. I wonder if there is a... Oh, okay. Sorts of photos. That's good. We have one more presentation, right? Where'd they go? Oh, it's you. Okay.